Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 418, Screw Fat Loss, Part 1, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of my own commentary at the end. Just like the last couple of episodes, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. Because it's midweek, you may need a little bit of inspiration to get you through the next couple of days. So here's an inspirational quote. To fulfill a dream, to be allowed to sweat over lonely labor, to be given a chance to create is the meat and potatoes of life. The money is the gravy. Betty Davis. I always like to say that doing this podcast and teaching at the university is really, these are the best gigs in the world. And it's because, yeah, I do get to be a little bit creative, but really, it's all about helping people. And so I really hope that this show helps you. Okay, before I start getting emotional, let me remind you, I answer your questions every Friday. Speaking of helping you, just send one in at oldpodcast.com. Don't forget, if you do, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Screw Fat Loss, Part 1, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. The goal of fat loss isn't usually the problem. It's the mindset that often evolves from a seemingly never-ending fat loss pursuit. Fat loss isn't executed as a simple objective, structured process that lasts for a designated time. It gradually morphs into a definitive, emotionally fueled, all-consuming, infinite lifestyle. This unrelenting, long-term focus on fat loss is brutally effective for one thing: making you chronically dissatisfied with your body. The deep-rooted fat loss mindset. If you've spent more than several months or years constantly thinking about shedding fat, it's time to terminate the fat loss mindset and take a new approach. Tons of folks vow to more closely, quote-unquote, watch what they eat or to work out more frequently, lamenting the pounds that have packed on gradually over the years. If the only goal someone can have is slimming down, then their actions in the gym and kitchen must be offered as a sacrifice to the fat loss gods. At least, that's how it seems for those who, for years, have been focusing on losing fat, whether it's those last few stubborn pounds or those that have always seemed to live on their frame. We are barraged with social media advertisements for products and programs that promise rapid fat loss with their revolutionary one-of-a-kind system, or to sell products that make you look like you lost fat. Body wraps, anyone? And so it goes month after month, year after year. We try different diets and workouts and everything else possible to burn off stubborn body fat, embedding the fat loss matters most mindset even further. Screw fat loss. You can set health and fitness goals that don't have a thing to do with losing fat. The reason you eat a chicken salad doesn't have to be, I'm trying to lose weight. You can eat a slice of pizza without declaring you're cheating on your diet, or even worse, bemoaning, I'm going to get fat from this, while indulging in what's been labeled as a guilty pleasure food. The reason you perform a workout doesn't need to revolve around the desire to incinerate fat stores, or because you overindulged at last night's dinner and you think you have to go and do damage control to minimize the effects of your food choices. Screw fat loss. Slimming down your waistline doesn't have to be the dominant thought prodding your return to the gym each week. You could choose to move your body and eat well because, oh, I don't know, you'd like to feel good about yourself instead of hating your body and relentlessly berating yourself until you can get the button on that smaller pair of jeans to clasp. Because you want to discover what your body can do and then do more for no reason other than because you can. Screw fat loss. Exercise should not be punishment. You don't have to go on the latest diet that promises to be the one, or think about torching calories, or to turn to quick fixes that use misleading marketing messages like lose up to 10 pounds in 1 week, or revolve every waking moment around a nonsensical regimen that's too impractical to be sustained more than a couple of weeks. And while we're at it, screw you too, quick fix fads and cleanses that have been proven repeatedly to be utterly useless. You don't have to hate parts of your body or loathe the so-called flaws or proclaim to be happy once the fat loss fairy flutters by, sprinkling her butt-blasting, calorie-torching, cellulite-incinerating, age-defying magical dust upon you. Screw fat loss and the hate-your-way-skinny mindset it often encourages. What if I don't care about getting crazy strong or improving my performance and just want to look great naked? What if I need to lose fat to alleviate achy joints or for health reasons, you may be wondering? Wouldn't choosing to embrace the screw fat loss mindset while flipping the double bird salute to the rampant nonsense in the health and fitness world be stupid or irresponsible? Nope. In fact, if the only thought that has pulsed through your mind for countless months or years when you see yourself naked or when you look at your reflection in a full-length mirror as you slide on your jeans or when deciding what to eat or what not to eat is fat loss, fat loss, fat loss, fat loss, fat loss, fat loss, then you should swat fat loss off the why I will work out and eat well pedestal. Examining the dark side of fat loss. Confused or have lingering questions about eradicating thoughts of losing fat from your mind? This will help. How many diets have you tried because of the tantalized promise of fast, almost effortless fat loss? Have you been sucked in by a confusing, rigid diet thinking it had to work because it was so complicated? Have you ever stated, this time will be different? This time I'm finally going to shed those lingering, stubborn pounds as you examine the lengthy list of do not eat foods and other unbreakable rules of the new diet? And how long did you practice the diet before quitting and reverting to previous eating habits? Your answers exposed the dark side, the ugly side of relentless pursuit of fat loss. If indelible fat loss obsession worked, think working out and eating well and trying diets with the sole intention of losing fat for a span of many months or years, then that's what I'd tell you to do. Over the past decade, I've worked with too many folks who developed eating and binge eating disorders, obsessive eating habits, and a ballooning negative body image from the relentless pursuit of fat loss, spurred on by the belief that they would finally be happy and beautiful if they gutted it out and adhered to the miserable diet long enough. One glaring truth emerged from these synonymous stories. Obsessing over fat loss for an extended time, dictating your choices in the kitchen and actions in the gym based on their ability to maximize fat loss is brutally effective for one thing, making you chronically dissatisfied with your body. Developing disordered eating habits and using exercise as punishment until eventually not even doing that because who wants to punish themselves nonstop comes in a close second and third. People tend to get carried away with a fat loss plan. I repeat, the goal of fat loss isn't usually the problem. It's the mindset that often evolves from a seemingly never-ending fat loss pursuit. Fat loss isn't executed as a simple objective or structured process that lasts for a designated time. It gradually morphs into a definitive, emotionally fueled, all-consuming, infinite lifestyle. And that is why I encourage those who have been riding the fat loss roller coaster with no end in sight to break away from that mindset, to choose other goals and actions to focus on. How to break away from the fat loss mindset. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Screw Fat Loss by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's fascinating about the human mind is this. The more often we're exposed to an image, let's say, the more often we tend to like it. So basically, the more we see images of really thin and or buff folks, the more we say, huh, I like that. I want to be like that. And this is not my opinion. This is actually backed by some data. And so it's not your fault per se if you want to look a certain way. If you look at folks and you go, I want to look like that. The only thing we're trying to say is don't let it be the only thing you focus on. Think about the other wonderful things you're doing for yourself when you choose to eat right and when you choose to exercise and be more mindful and stress less. You may not end up looking like some of those men and women that you see, but that's okay because you know what? You're doing something good for yourself. And that sometimes is what we need to remind ourselves of. I'm doing this for me because I want to have a higher quality of life. I want to live a longer, happier life. That's the goal, right? And you don't need to look like that to be happy. Before I go, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, and more. In fact, this Friday's Q&A, I'm going to talk about exercise. You can call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. That's a little more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books every month from us. All right, that does it for today. Have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here on tomorrow's show where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.